Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney time, coming up on 10 minutes after 5. Hey, if you're just joining us, I'm glad that you did. Thank you so much. Talking about money, and look, I can't compete with my buddies at the Financial Guys. Previous caller mentioned the Financial Guys. I just want to say, this is not a personal endorsement. I'm just speaking as a fella. I love the Financial Guys. I think they are awesome at what they do. They're great to listen to. And I just think the world of their professionalism. But most importantly, I think the world of how they view the world. I can't find myself in much disagreement. Got to be honest with you. Yes, I have my biases. You've got yours, too. Talking about money and the scenario I am inviting you to envision is five of your children. I know I just grew your family. Five of your children have gathered. They could be grandchildren. They've said, what do you know about money and how do we not make bad mistakes with it? What do you tell them? Oh, I've got a lot of advice on that, but I'm not an expert. I'm just a dude. That's it. I'm an idiot with a microphone. I mean, you want to hear about the Civil War? I can talk about that. But I'm not an expert in that either. People think I am. I'm not. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Kind of funny. People think I'm an expert in radio. Sorry. It's what I do. Let's go to Chet in Cheektowaga. Chet, thanks for holding. And at long last, you are on WBEN. This has been a great show so far because of callers like you. I've hit the gold mine with callers. Welcome. Chet?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, are you there, sir?
I'm somewhere. Actually, I'm on the dark side of the moon, I believe. I'm wearing my Pink Floyd shirt. Yes, I am here. Go ahead, sir.
I love Pink Floyd. This may, I think, fit in your topic, but I work for a large company in the area, and a lot of guys used to, if they had an opportunity, they would work a double every day. And I says, is there a picture of you at home on top of your TV so your kids know what you look like? The problem was a lot of them, they got to retirement age and died, or they died before they reached retirement.
Yep.
And it's like, my God, they never got a chance to enjoy that money. And I just wanted, throw that out there.
Now, do you remember the word I used before that started with a B? Ballots. That's the balance.
I listen to a lot, but please amuse me.
I shall amuse you. Would you like a dirty joke? Okay. But anyway.
No, I'm up for that too, but.
Okay. I'm gonna couch this in very diplomatic language. Hey, Chet, you know the best way to get a woman to not be intimate with you?
Don't open your wallet.
Marry her. Anyway, I thought you'd like that. Actually, I guess I could say this. It was actually told to me by my Jewish urologist, and what he said was the best way to stop a girl of the Jewish persuasion. But he didn't say intimate. It was a little more direct than that. But I don't want to pay a $20,000 FCC fine. But I love the joke. So anyway, And actually, I'm allowed to say that joke. It's awesome. But anyway, let us get back to the subject at hand. The people who work and work and work, they retire and they die. And, you know, one of the things we have a lot of on this show, Chet, we have a lot of people who listen who are law enforcement officers, okay? I got to tell you something. People in law enforcement, I don't know if it's the shifts. I don't know if it is the sedentary lifestyle of being in a prowl car. I thought I'd use an expression from the 40s and 50s. Or the bursts of adrenaline, which follows hours and hours and hours of absolute boredom and just driving around. I don't know if it's that or if it's something else, but a lot of police officers, they get their 20 years in, all right? They're mid-40s, early 50s, and within a year of retirement, they die. I know so many people, guys actually, guys, all men. I know a lot of guys who were on the job, they got off the job, thought they were going to retire and enjoy their pension, and they never had a chance. I think that's tragic. Please pick up the ball.
Yeah, no, I agree with you because it's like, I mean, I see these guys, you know, they work doubles, they got a family, they have children, and, you know, they're not driving the best vehicles because they're saving their money. And it's like, why? I didn't actually question them. It's like, you know, it's their life. They can leave it like they can live it like they want. It wasn't up to me to determine how they wanted to live. But I just felt I lived within my means. I worked my 40 hours and got out. Okay. I mean, granted, there was advantages to working a lot of overtime because then you got a really giant pension.
Of course.
Because they go back and they look, you know. But what's the downside? Well, you're missing all of these timelines with your children or your family, graduations, weddings, you know, a lot of things. But they just went to work to make money. And to me, it never made sense.
You know what? I want to get back to that word balance, and I'm going to share something with you that was actually not taught to me by a financial advisor. This was advice from somebody who, believe it or not, was a radio talk show host in St. Louis way back when. His name was Jim White, and Jim didn't really like me that much, I don't think, but he did offer some advice that really is important, and would you like to hear it?
Of course.
Of course. Thank you for coddling me. He said, in this life, you can have anything you want. But you can't have everything. Brilliant. And how that relates to what you're saying is, and getting back to my concept, which is hardly original, of balance, you're absolutely right. What good is it to just work and work and work and not enjoy your family, not enjoy your children, and all you do is work and work and work, and you put this money aside for retirement, and you're not even there to enjoy it. So I do believe, before my mom died, because she hasn't said much since then, but before mom died, we had a lot of conversations about the balance of life and the financial balance of life. And, I told her, because I'll be honest with you, my parents were of the let's save and save and save mentality. And my mom wanted to travel. My dad retired early. And he could have easily traveled after retirement, but all he did was sit around all day and watch TV. He didn't do anything, really. And I thought that was a great tragedy because he did not live as long as he really should. He should have lived. And my mom had to go on a couple of trips by herself. Dad didn't want to travel. And what I'm trying to say is, as far as retirement goes, I think it was really helpful to people in terms of quality of life and longevity to not retire from something, but to retire to something. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a transition from one to the other.
You got to have a plan, because if your plan is, I'm going to retire and I'm going to sit around and watch YouTube videos all day. I just looked in a mirror. I'm going to sit around and watch YouTube videos all day. That's not going to work because you're going to die sooner than you should. You got to have something to do. I believe, and maybe wiser heads will prevail on the program, I believe that people need a purpose in life. I believe that people need an identity that they can wrap around themselves. And if you go from police officer, attorney, working at Chevy or GM, whatever it is, when you step away from that after a long career, You got to have something to wrap yourself in as an identity.
Now, one other thing I might mention, okay, as far as longevity or life, you and I happen to have the same open heart doctor. Mm-hmm. His last name ended with G. And mm-hmm. mine was done 30 years ago. So if that gives you an idea about his work, you know, you're in good hands and so am I.
Well, I have never actually worried too much about my heart since the surgery. And the doctor of whom you speak, for those who don't know, the doctor of whom you speak, you talk about a guy who works very, very hard. And I hope he does get enough time to relax and enjoy life, because literally, as far as last I heard, 5 or 6 days a week from about 6 in the morning to early in the evening, all he does all day is surgeries on the heart, typically open heart surgery, bypass surgery. That's what he does, just constantly, one after another. And he's great at doing it. Phenomenal. He's incredibly talented. You know, we had a caller last week who wasn't happy with the medical profession in Buffalo and said Rochester had much better doctors. And you know what? That very well may have been her experience. My experience is that anything I've ever had to have done, and there's been a lot, has been in Buffalo, and it's been like world-class treatment.
Right. Okay, well, before I go, I'll leave you with a joke.
Oh, okay. Is it a clean joke that we can tell on the radio?
Of course it is. Okay, of course it is. Okay, a guy buys a Tesla electric EV car. What are his choices as far as listening to the radio? AC/DC or something current?
Oh, okay. That would have qualified as a dad joke. When we do dad jokes, I love that joke. That's awesome.
So anyway, that's my clean joke. I want to get my 2 cents worth. I hope it fit your topic today.
Yes,
and I will say goodbye to you and let you get on to other callers.
Thank you, Chet. Ciao. I appreciate hearing from you. I love the joke, by the way, AC/DC or something current. And somebody out there probably has a joke about AC/DC that has nothing to do with vehicles or electricity for that matter. Let's go to, at least not directly with electricity. Great to be with you, and we've had some great callers, and if you want to be next, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Yeah, you just got in your car, just turned on the radio. I don't know, Bowerly, what are you talking about? Well, it came up last week, and I thought, okay, we got to do a show on this, but I can't compete with the financial guys. Those guys are bloody experts, okay? I mean, I could bring my wife on the show, and believe me, she knows more about investing than I will ever know, because she's turned a very moderate investment into, the reason I actually put cyanide in her food every night, just waiting for nature to take its course. I'm just saying. I've watched Hitchcock. I know how this stuff works. She's going to beat me to it, I think. But anyway, okay, I'm just joking. In case you don't know, I'm joking. All right, thank you. You can't have a sense of humor about stuff like that. So anyway, financial stuff came up last week, and I wanted to find out from you. The scene is you are the elder statesman or stateswoman of your family. Your younger family members, they're not yet 18 years. They come to you and say, what have you learned about money that you can pass on to us? And Joe Beamer did something about how are you saving money. I'm doing something about what do you do? And what advice would you pass on that you've learned over time about money? Because, as I've said a few times, in the 80s, there's this ad on late night radio. There's a lot of money around, but it doesn't come with instructions. I thought that was very clever at the time. I thought it was spot on at the time. And you know what? I think that is even more relevant today, because people do not know what to do with money. First of all, let's be very frank here. The cost of living is just let's face it, it's ridiculous. You know it. I know it. Healthcare costs. Have you done open enrollment yet for your company? Have they put out the preliminary information? You know, all of them, that extra $3,500 a year since Obamacare that we have because we're not paying it in health premiums. Wow. What are you going to spend it on? Because, boy, I'm thinking about a nice long. Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody saved money on that. Never mind. Disregard. I thought we were all supposed to save $3,500 a year. Guess I didn't get that memo either. But yeah, whenever the government says it's going to save you money, I don't care who's in office. I don't care if it's Trump, Obama, whomever. When they say they're going to save us money, I'm going to believe it when I see it. Until then, it's just hot air. put it in my pocket. Let me feel it and enjoy it. All right? I'm just putting it out there. But yeah, the health premiums are ridiculous, as you well know, especially during open enrollment. And for those of us in the private sector, I believe it's more common. Every year, we got to fill out the same forms and figure out what our health coverage is going to be. Do you want vision coverage? Do you want dental coverage? Do you want this? Do you want that? And yeah, you know, the funny thing is I filled out the paperwork last year. I opened the door one day. There's a giraffe that I'd ordered. I can't figure that one out at all. My name is Alan, and I bought a giraffe. 803-0930, Hangover 3 reference. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. But one of the things that our previous caller brought up was people who are younger than we are not being taught in school how to balance a checkbook, what interest rates are, how an interest rate can affect the final price you pay for something, and how much more you end up paying on something when you finance it on a credit card, and a lot of other consumer debt as well. It's absolutely ridiculous. You've seen the statement from your bank when you buy a house, right? And you're thinking, I just bought a house for $200,000. Oh, housing prices are also ridiculous, but I just bought a house for $200,000. Then you figure out how much it's going to cost you to pay it back, especially at 6 or 7% interest. And if it's not a $200,000 house, right? So that's a big shock to a lot of people. But the younger people are typically not very well versed in this stuff. And people, how many people do you know? We're not naming names. How many people do you know who earn a lot of money, but they've got nothing to show for it because they just pee it all away? Seriously. On the other end, people who don't even live life, and you only live once, who all they do is save and save and save, and by the time they actually want to enjoy it, they're too feeble to enjoy it, or they're not even alive to enjoy it. So I think you got to have some kind of a balance where you do save for a rainy day, you do save for your retirement, but you also understand that you only get so many sunrises and sunsets in this life. And if there's something you want to do, and you've got the money, and you've done the saving part, my goodness, enjoy it. Enjoy it a little bit. Because what good is life unless you're actually enjoying it? That's my philosophy, personally. And by the way, this is going to get me in trouble, but I got to say it because I'd say it off the air. You ever notice that the people who make a lot of money who blow it, they're one end of the spectrum. The other end is people who don't make a lot of money, who bitch about not making a lot of money. You ever notice how many of those people who bitch about how little money they have? Here's where I get in trouble. They always have money for cigarettes. They always have money for booze. They always have money for tattoos. It doesn't matter. It's a universal in life. I guess it all depends on priorities. Getting back to what I told you a little while ago. In life, you can have anything you want, but you can't have everything. But I'm just going to say this. This will also probably get me into some trouble. If somebody comes complaining to you about how little money they make, how little they have, and they're smoking cigarettes, you might kind of consider asking them, how much do your cigarettes cost you every year? You ever calculated that? Just asking. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Pasquale, do advise off air what I need to do. It is Bowerly on this Tuesday. Thanks again to Joe Beamer for sitting in yesterday. I appreciate that very much. And we're talking about the financial stuff and the stuff that, you know, maybe you wish somebody would have told you about money. And I really feel horrible for a lot of the young people today who do not have somebody like my middle school or junior high school teacher, Mr. Laurie, to give them some guidance on just, you know, stupid things like how to balance a checkbook. And I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, nobody uses checkbooks, Tom, anymore. They're using Venmo and Zelle, and they do everything online. And you know what? That's actually that's a relevant point. I can't really doubt that. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Pasquale, the situation is, do I need to go to anybody, or should I just keep on bloviating? Keep on trucking. I should do that. But getting back to the whole balance idea, does anybody have anything to say about the balance between saving and enjoying life? Because, you know, on either end of the extremes of the continuum, I do think that there are some points to be made, because people who don't save anything That's not good. But I also think, and this isn't said an awful lot by people, I think that people who save everything, but they don't really enjoy their lives, I don't know that that's much better, frankly, because what good is it? As I told you before, and I guess I'll repeat it, a guy I know is, he manages money for a lot of people with, you know, a lot of money, well over $1 billion, I think it's into the billions, but long story short, what he told me is, in his line of work, and speaking only for himself, that his tragedy as somebody who does this for a living is the people who do save and save and save, then they finally come to him. Of course, they dealt with other people before, but they finally come to him and they say, you know what? This is a great portfolio we have here. We always thought we wanted to travel. We're in our 70s. We're in our 80s now. All this money we saved because we're going to have a great retirement and do all of these wonderful things. We can't do the wonderful things we wanted to do because we're just not physically able to do it. And that, I think, is something that also needs to be taught to people, that the balance idea. Yeah, you need to save. I think we all understand that, do we not? You got to save for a rainy day, and you also have to save for retirement, which if you don't have a regular income except Social Security, retirement can be one big rainy day, complete with puddles you drive your car through and kill the engine. You know the kind. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, a guy earlier mentioned Shaquille O'Neal, who, since his NBA career, very, very successful businessman, a very smart guy. Larry Bird, for some reason I'm hung up on basketball players today. Larry Bird, there was an article a couple of years ago about Larry Bird. Did you know this about Larry Bird? That he would tell his NBA teammates, especially the younger guys coming into the league, hey, you're making a lot of money. Don't spend it all on bling, fancy cars, and renting cities for a party for the weekend. Don't do that. You got to save some, because he would basically read them the Riot Act and spell out the facts of their professional lives for them, that you only have like a 5 or 10 year window to make a ton of money. So if you spend it all now, you're not going to have anything by the time you're 30 years old. You're going to be extinguished as far as money is concerned. And here's the deal. Larry Bird's teammates back in the day, most of them did not listen to what Larry Bird had to say about saving for that inevitable retirement, injury, or the end of their playing career. So they just laughed at him. Stupid old man. He knows nothing. He knows not of what he speaks. So they went out and they bought the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris and everything else. And the same guys who did that, you can look this up online. The same guys who did that will call, even to this day, Larry Bird and say, hey, Larry, it's so-and-so. Can you help a former teammate here? I need some money, and I need it in a bad way. And Larry Bird tells them, no, I'm not going to let you borrow money. I'm not going to give you money, because I told you when you got into the game of professional sports, you had a very small window. I advised you to not buy what you bought and to be abstemious. Oh, it's a big word today. Abstemious in your spending. I told you so. I'm pretty sure Larry Bird did not say abstemious, but I'm just being an idiot. So the players that want money from Larry Bird, obviously, they're not really happy with Larry Bird, but really, they shouldn't be happy with themselves. Because one thing, I'll steal a line now from The Sopranos. One thing, as the rabbi said to Tony Soprano's wife, Carmela, they can never say that they weren't warned. Because Larry Bird warned these guys, this is what is going to happen. They chose not to believe him. They made a choice. You know, some things in life we do because we're stupid, and other things we do when we know we should be doing better. We should be making different decisions, but we do them anyway. And unfortunately, there's always a consequence for decisions, and sometimes, fortunately, there's a consequence for decisions. I mentioned Larry Bird, Shaquille O'Neal. These two guys, and again, it's Basketball Player Day. Welcome to the show. These two guys made a lot of money, and they still have a lot of money. I think Shaq has more money now than he ever had in his life. He's a very brilliant guy, and he's a great businessman. And basically, he made, and Larry Bird made, decisions that set them up in very high style for the rest of their lives. And One thing I should probably say is professional athletes, I don't want to break the news to you in a hard way, but they're not like you and they're not like I am. Okay, they have a very short career. So their retirement is not going to be at 67 years. They're not retiring at 67. They're retiring at 30 or 35 years old. And they have to make the money last. They really do. And they've got a very short window. I keep saying that, but they do in which to make a fortune. And if they choose to go out and buy a fleet of luxury vehicles, if they choose to buy the bling, they choose to walk around town with a posse, then that's their choice. And they basically, they just frittered away their money. And it's not a very becoming thing. And some people take a great deal of satisfaction in that, well, because we're all jealous, right? I think, maybe not all people are jealous, but I think that some of the people do become jealous about these sports figures who make tons and tons and tons of money, and you want to be like them. You wish you had the life that they live. And be careful what you wish for, because we mentioned before the people who save and save and save, they retire, and then shortly after retirement, they die. And I pointed out the fact that, fact of the matter is, I know a lot of cops. Did their 20, 25 years, retired, within a year they're gone. And I mentioned earlier that I don't know if it is I don't know what it is. I mean, it's not a healthy lifestyle being a cop. And one of the big things I was taught is that you're going to go 6 hours in a car. You might have 2 hours of absolute adrenaline, or 2 minutes of absolute adrenaline rush, and then it's back to the car. And you repeat that. Repeat, rinse, and repeat over a 20 or 25-year period, I've got to think that would have some cumulative effect on your health. I mean, a lot of departments in the 1980s in particular, they started to address the issue of physical fitness of officers. A lot of local departments put gyms inside their facilities, right? But fact of the matter is, look at it this way. If you're a cop for 20 years, let's say you gain 3 pounds a year for 20 years. Do the math. How much extra weight is that after a 20-year career? And some of the people in law enforcement, they don't want to be in the Fat Boys Club. Little state police reference for you guys. How you doing? They don't want to be in the Fat Boys Club. They don't want to be in the Fat Girls Club. So they do work out. But a lot of them, maybe not as many now, but a lot of them used to just become really not terribly at a good height and weight ratio. And in your own life, getting away from that particular profession, you know, think about your life and how healthy it is. And we had a caller not that long ago who brought up the people who work in a manufacturing or heavy industry kind of setting who were always doing doubles for the overtime. Okay. Did you, when you were younger, did you pretty much do anything you could to make money? Because I did. Going around shoveling driveways in the wintertime, doing yard work in the summertime. And it was very important to me to have my own income, however meager it may have been, right? Because you do want to be independent. You want to feel as though you're making your own way in the world. Do you not? Of course. So you have this work ethic instilled into you, which I think is a good thing. I personally do. I don't know if we still, I think, you know what, actually, I think the younger people today, I think they actually do have a work ethic. And I don't mean to get off the trail here, but a thought just hit me. It doesn't happen a lot. I got to take advantage of it. The young people today, I do believe that they do have a work ethic. You know what I think the problem is with a lot of people who are Generation Z or maybe older millennials or even younger millennials? I think what it is this. I don't think they have a work ethic problem. I think they have a lack of hope and a lack of faith that the American dream is still alive for them. And I think that every morning, a lot of your kids and grandkids wake up and they basically say, what the hell is the point? And to be very frank with you, in many situations, I don't know that we can blame. Can we blame them? Because they were fed, in my opinion, a line of absolute BS their entire lifetimes. You know what? You're never going to amount to nothing if you don't go to college. You've got to get a degree from college. So kids who really are not, they're not what we would have considered college material in the 50s or 60s or 70s, they run up these ridiculous debts. and they graduate. They're 22, 23 years old. They're already starting out their lives, tens of thousands, sometimes six figures of student loan debt. Put yourself in the position of being that age and realizing you have accumulated, let's just call it, you'll call it $60,000 in debt. And you're starting out your career. So you're not exactly at the top of the money pyramid anywhere. Obviously, there are always outliers, but you're not going to be in top. And I think many of the younger people today who have their college degrees may be actually having second thoughts about what they were told by their teachers at high school, by their parents. And I don't think this word has come up at all today yet, but that's why I'm such a big believer in the trade schools. Absolutely, positively. I think college is, for a lot of people, a scam. I really believe that. Return on investment. And, you know, I don't believe, well, research shows that people who have a college degree make $500,000 more over a career than their non-college educated individuals. Well, okay, well, let's put it this way. Why don't we compare? Let's have a fair comparison. Let's compare people who have a college degree to people who trained as electricians and plumbers. I think you know the drill. Have you ever known a poor plumber? Have you ever known a destitute electrician? Rochelle's dad was a master electrician. And I'm going to tell you something. He had a really good life. He had a great life. He had a great skill. He was very much in demand. Dick Dara was very much in demand. Let's see. Oh, Pasquale Maggiore behind the glass at Master Control. And I think Pasquale is okay if I say this. Somebody who is Sicilian once told me this. When a Sicilian does not pronounce the E in their last name, they're hiding something. Funny as hell. That was from a Sicilian, so don't come after me on that one. Pasquale Maggiore hides nothing. Let's go to, don't be offended at me. Come on, stop. Let's go to, not traffic, but let's go to our next caller, who is Ray in Amherst. Ray on WBEN. Hello.
Ray. Tom, how you doing?
Awesome. Much better than yesterday.
I was
kneeling before the porcelain god.
I was a corporate accountant for 20 years. I've got two accounting degrees in your show today is particularly spot on. The American dream is dead. The young people know it. They can't buy a house. They can't get an entry level job after college, spending on college. I just wanted to point out the opportunity cost of $20 an hour. If a 18-year-old took a $20 an hour job and worked it for 4 years, $40,000 a year times four, it's $160,000 that they earned in 4 years. And if they had chosen to go to college, they would have foregone that $160,000 and added in at least another $40,000 to get a degree. That's $200,000 that they forego or went in debt for. And it just doesn't make sense if you're not going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer, or a medical professional. A college degree in liberal arts, history, English, gender studies, complete waste of time. There's Facebook posts all over Facebook about people who are crying because they spent $50,000 for a liberal arts degree that, or a marketing degree that got them nowhere except working in a Foot Locker as a manager for $20 an hour.
No disrespect to Foot Locker. Hey, Ray, I might pick this ball up maybe in the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow. I give you full permission to call in tomorrow because I love talking to you. And plus, you agree with what we've done today. So that's always a benefit. I hope you're going to call in tomorrow if we do this from 3 until 4. Ray, I think it's spot on, if I can return the compliment. I do believe that for a lot of our young people, they do have a lot of work ethic. Really, a big work ethic. I think they've also got a disgust problem. Because I think they're disgusted. They think the American dream is dead. I don't blame them for being disgusted. I think so many of our kids were sold a bill of goods. You need to go to college. You need a college degree. And they can't do anything with it. I think, look, you need a college degree for some things. You know what they are. I don't need to repeat the list. But getting a college degree because you think you need a college degree when you don't know what you want to do with it, It's like asking a girl out on a date if you're a guy, but you also know you're gay. I mean, what's the point? I hope that some of my gay friends were listening and laughing at that. See who else I can offend today. Anyway, I want to no offense is ever intended, guys. Really. Come on. How well do you know me?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.